Thunder Bay, a second push to reduce the penalty faced by Kaun. Rajni Agarwal for violating City Council's Code of Conduct divided Council Monday, failing on a tie vote. Kaun. Trevor Girtuga requested a re-vote on his proposal to have the 30-day pay suspension recommended by the city's integrity commissioner on Monday. Girtuga called that a progressive discipline approach, suggesting the recommended penalty, expected to amount to well over $3,000, was overly harsh for a first-time offense. Principals Integrity, the firm that serves as integrity commissioner for the city, has said Agarwal's failure to take responsibility for her behavior or to express contrition were factors in the significant penalty. Girtuga's proposal had lost on a 5-5 tie vote last week, after which council went on to approve the penalty nearly unanimously. On Monday, Girtuga called for a re-vote on the issue, calling that appropriate because two council members, Mayor Ken Boshkef and Kaun. Kristen Oliver, hadn't been present for the original decision. With Boshkef and Oliver splitting their votes, however, the outcome didn't change. Boshkef and Kaun. Albert Aiello, Kaun. Mark Bentz, Kaun. Greg Johnson, Kaun. Michael Zasino and Girtuga, voted to reduce Agarwal's penalty. Kaun. Shelby Shin, Kaun. Casey Etreni, Kaun. Andrew Folds, Kaun. Brian Hamilton, Kaun. Pasqualino and Oliver voted against. Agarwal herself declared a conflict. No councillors aside from Girtuga spoke on the issue Monday. Agarwal had come into conflict with residents on Beverly Street, near her real estate office, on June 13 of this year. She objected to the residents moving soil over their back fence into a vehicle temporarily parked on the sidewalk while carrying out grading work, saying it was a safety and accessibility violation. Principal's Integrity slammed her, confrontational and harassing, response to the residents, which included giving them the middle finger, and concluded there had been no safety issue. Perhaps more seriously, the firm concluded she had falsely claimed to represent the city while telling them to move the vehicle and threatening police action, a move their report called an egregious abuse of authority. Girtuga argued Monday that Agarwal's actions responded to a real bylaw violation, even if that had been minimized in the commissioner's report. It did state they had the condo board's approval, but the condo board cannot approve a blocked sidewalk, said Girtuga, noting that is a bylaw violation without a city permit. Girtuga was ruled out of order on that point by Boshkef, enforcing what city leaders claim is proper procedure that bars discussion of the facts of the case brought against Agarwal. Members can speak to the sanctions, whether they agree with them or not. They cannot speak to the investigation, agreed City Clerk Krista Power. That approach has generated pushback, with Girtuga repeating an argument made by Agarwal, that previous councillors had the opportunity to fully defend themselves, while she has not. Last term of council, Aldo Ruberto, when he was faced with monetary discipline, he was allowed to speak on anything, and he did so at length, Girtuga said Monday.